Here's your Stoic FM news for Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. The people of Revelstoke have the opportunity now to weigh in on how the city plans to spend their tax dollars. Charging property taxes is how the city makes most of its money, and city staff are asking council to consider three different increases, 3%, 4%, or 5%. The city uses revenue from property taxes to pay for ongoing expenses like wages, general supplies, and lease agreements. Extra money after that goes into reserve, which is the city's savings account for future projects. Shanna Moore is the interim director of finance.
I would say one of the really big ones here that I'll highlight is the new arena or multiplex facility. I think most of the community is aware that the roof on the current arena is slowly failing and will need to be addressed. And a new facility is minimum $20 million. The range is $20 million to $75
million. Upgrading or replacing the arena isn't yet accounted for in the budget. The city already has plans for how it will spend the money generated from the lowest option, a 3% property tax increase. Projects include traffic calming on 4th Avenue, paving maintenance, and improving sidewalks and roadways around the Arrow Heights and Columbia Park Elementary Schools. Other capital projects in the works are upgrading Grizzly Plaza, updating the Big Eddie Bridge, building multi-use pathways, running a curbside pickup composting program, building a pump track, among other things. The city will pay for these projects through grants and savings built up through taxes. The message from Shanna Moore is if council decides on a 4 or 5% tax increase, the city will have more savings, and this will give them the ability to plan for bigger projects like the arena, a fire station in South Revelstoke, and replacing the Illecillewaet River Bridge, for example. Along with property tax increases, council also has to approve utility rate increases. The utilities are garbage collection, water, water in the Big Eddy, and sewer. Only people who use utilities pay for them. The money goes towards maintaining the utility and building savings to upgrade them. The big one this year is a 20% increase for people hooked up to the sewer system. Here's Shanna Moore.
I think the community is pretty well aware of the wastewater treatment plant upgrade that will be starting in 2023 and finalizing in 2024. This is a $16 million project where $9 million is grant funded from the province. And this rate fee is affiliated with the wastewater treatment plant upgrade and replacing aging pipes under the ground. So our sewer assets do need a lot of work, and that's what the 20% increase is related to.
In 2022, the sewer utility rate increase was 30% higher. After this year, the city plans to drop the rate back down to a 5% increase per year. Staff are also recommending council approve a 15% increase in the Big Eddy water utility. The city took over this utility a few years ago, and these water users pay less than the rest of town, even with this budgeted 15% increase. With the rates charged now, the city isn't generating any savings for this utility. Water pipes will need to be replaced in 2029, and increasing the rate now will allow the city to start saving for this. The city held a session yesterday afternoon at council where the public could give feedback on the property tax increases and ask questions. Two people addressed council, neither weighed in on specific options. One person did say that the public isn't an ATM machine and council should scrutinize how the city is spending tax dollars, especially in these tricky financial times. People can email feedback about the draft financial plan to budget@revelstoke.ca with the subject 2023 budget. They can go to talkrevelstoke.ca and look for the 2023 budget link. They can drop off comments to City Hall or write them a letter. 216 Mackenzie Avenue, Box 170, Revelstoke, BC, VOE2SO. Attention, Interim Director of Finance. The public has until March 15th to let staff know which option they'd prefer. Staff will present the feedback to council, who will ultimately decide on the amount. Reporting for Stoic FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.